Apart from the silent film documentary called Nanook of the North, the Inuit people of northern Canada have not made much of an impact on the film world. But a new movie called The Fast Runner is in the process of changing that. The Fast Runner is an epic, clocking in at close to 3 hours, and it's been called a masterpiece by nearly everyone who has reviewed it, including our own Bob Mondello.
The images of the landscape are breathtaking. Snow is everywhere, but somehow the screen isn't white. There's the faint rosy glow of sunlight, the bluish sheen of ice, greenish grays in shadows. It's the sort of place that seems barren until you look at it closely and realize it's home to astonishing variety, harsh but with unexpected beauty lurking in every crevice. Also danger. It's on this landscape that Inuit legend says a blood feud played out between two families more than 1,000 years ago. Two young men, Atanarjuat, gentle and quiet, just like his parents, and Oki, who has a mean streak inherited from his father, are in constant competition. The community thinks their rivalry is the work of an evil spirit, and it does have that sort of intensity, especially when they fight over the prettiest girl around. She's been promised to Oki, but nice guy Atanarjuat wins her almost literally by butting heads with her intended, and soon they're a happy couple, Atanarjuat coming home from a long day of seal hunting, to place his head on her stomach, like any proud papa, and feel through the thick furs she's wearing the kick of their baby.
Hey, how is it for? Never.
All this bliss doesn't last, unfortunately. There's another young woman in the community, as manipulative as these two are innocent, and soon there's murder in the air, in a sequence that's already being called a classic, and that is easily as harrowing as anything captured on film in years. Atanarjuat is attacked and chased, barefoot and naked, for miles across an icy landscape that offers nowhere to hide. His only advantage is that without bulky furs, he can outrun his pursuers, but time seems to be pretty clearly on their side. Now, I know what you're thinking, because I thought it too. A subtitled, 3-hour Inuit epic based on a folk tale made by a first-time director with characters who are bundled up to their eyelids in fur. It sounds like a parody of an art film, dreamed up by somebody who doesn't like art films. But The Fast Runner crosses up those expectations pretty quickly. It's not for everyone, obviously. If you're thrilled at the prospect of seeing Bad Company this weekend, you might want to give it a pass. But it has plenty to offer folks who think movies should be something more than idle distraction. A semi-Shakespearean plot, for instance. The wide-open vistas of a classic Western, fascinatingly complex characters, and a smart take on how family and community work. Director Zacharias Kunuk captures domestic details in a sort of offhand way, the smoky interiors of igloos, the stone tools that forever need sharpening, and he relays them with so little fuss that after a while you simply accept the world he's created, so much so that it's a bit startling during the end credits to see footage of him and the actors in jeans and sunglasses pushing cameras on sleds. When a story that's been shot this gorgeously grabs you to such a degree that you forget there's someone behind the lens, that's filmmaking of a pretty high order. The Fast Runner is epic filmmaking of the very highest order. I'm Bob Mondello.